to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your mercies upon us. Lord God, we are trusting you for your presence to increase, Lord, in the atmosphere as we go into your word. Father, as we go into your word this afternoon, I humble myself under your mighty hand. I come to your throne of grace by the blood of Jesus to obtain mercy, be a faithful steward of the word, and to find grace to help me in time of need. I duck under the covering of our spiritual fathers, pastor and mommy. I'm asking that our grace upon them will rest upon me, them to teach, to preach as an oracle of God, to break yokes through this word that calls for today in the name of Jesus Christ. And causing our wills to become more humble, our minds to be enlightened by the revelation knowledge of Christ's life, and the emotions to be further controlled by the power of the fruit of Spirit. Lord, I'm asking for grace to redeem your time, not to say things that are unnecessary. Lord God, as we go into your word, let your word go forth with power, with accuracy, to break yokes, to meet needs, to cause glory to go to the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and blessings unto all sons of men. That you help me as a scribe, instructor of the kingdom, to bring out from your word both things both old and new, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his mercies, and this today is living to please God. Let's say together, living to please God. It is very important for us as Christians to live every day of our lives to please God. This message came from what Mommy sent to us yesterday, and Pastor Wale Kunle mentioned it. You know, I'll just quickly mention some points before we go into the message. This is how I got the message this morning. In the message he sent, I'll just summarize. He said, we need character. Let's say together, we need character, which is love, to make prayer work. Now, she said something. She said, prayer is not all. Let's say together, prayer is not all. Build relationships. God will use men. Respect people and get character. Let's say it again. We need character, love, to make prayer work. Of course, the Bible says in Galatians, said faith worketh by love. So that means if you're not walking in love to an appreciable degree, your faith cannot work. Right or wrong? That is why the Bible passage normally quotes in the book of Mark chapter 11, verses 23, 24, 25. It says that if thou shalt say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, and shall believe in your heart, that whatever it says shall come to pass. It says verse 24, he says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Sure banker. The next verse. Verse 25. He says, when you what? Stand doing what? Praying. When you stand praying, do what? Forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may also forgive your trespasses. That means if you do not forgive, or if you do not walk in love, that mountain will move up. If you do not walk in love, even though you pray and you travel, as you will see later, work done is equal to zero. That's what we were taught in fixed notes. When I was preparing, God started reminding me of those things. It is not wrong to pray. We're not believing it. This is a house of prayer. I say that my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. We pray all the time, Saturday, Sunday, 3 hours after, we are praying. We have been taught to pray without ceasing. But see, we must understand that prayer is a means. It is not the end. So she said that prayer is not all. We should build relationships. God will use men. Respect people. That is, you know, get character. What are we saying? Jesus Christ said something. He didn't say learn of me prayer. He said learn of me. For I'm what? Meek and lowly in heart. And shall find what? Rest on your soul. So we're not believing prayer. But why are we saying this? When Mommy sent that message and I read it, it so bad me. And I began to see that if we're not careful, most of us will take prayer as the end. And once you take prayer as the end, you get into prayer like that Pharisee. I fast twice a week. I do this every day. I do that every day. And the Bible says that there was a publican who just said, Lord, have mercy on me. And he went home justified. So while I was preparing this message, I will go to it now. The example I will give, I was giving a preamble because of time, is Peter. Put it on the board. 1 Peter chapter 4 in Amplified. Read from verse 1. But before we read, I'll just give you the simple lesson, because the best person that is the Peter himself knows better. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 and 2 in Amplified. But you see, there was a time in Peter's life. I said something that said, if you do not walk in love, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says that the end of the commandment is what? Love. Out of a pure heart and of faith on pain. Let's say it together. The end of the commandment is what?
love, charity, out of what? A pure heart and of faith unfeigned. So that God has defined our end for us. That commandment of prayer, of drawing life, it's very important. You see the importance of it now, but it's not the end. If you do all that and you do not get to that end, work done is God's will. Now, this is what God told me. In physics, they will say that work is equal to first time distance, right or wrong. That is, when you apply force to an object, you move it in the right direction. So that force, and we almost quote this prayer, Job 40 verse 16, that says that his force is in his navel of his belly. So if the end is to move this pulpit from here to there, that is the distance. I follow him. Work is equal to force times distance or length in the right direction. And you apply effort from on top here and keep applying effort, pushing this thing down, pushing this down. But at the end of the day, what is your work going to be equal to? Zero. Or to make matters worse, like for people in the church, instead of moving this pulpit from here to here, to that place, they move in the opposite direction, Babylon. So you can imagine what is going on. Work done is equal to zero. So, and the best example I'll give, I move on, is Peter. He woke up in the morning, he done his first prayers, and said, I'll go out fishing. So all night, they were fishing. At the end of the day, Jesus Christ appeared to him and made it so simple. He said, He said, the two other night, they caught nothing. Work done is equal to zero. What was the problem? He said, Peter, lovest me more than this. He said, feed my sheep. He was like, Peter, you're supposed to be walking in love. All the fourth watch prayers and everything is not to go out and fish. It's to feed my sheep. That was the love work that God demanded of him. But he spent the entire day and he missed the end. So you can imagine, that's why I said, put it back in 1 Peter chapter 4, amplified, as you read. Our work done every day will not be equal to zero. You know why? That is what God rewards. The Bible says, God is not unrighteous to forget what? Your work and your labor of love. The end of your labor every morning is to work in love. And the question is this, if I don't pray and I still work in love, that's the group to the answer. It's the person that I pray that will get the reward. Covering. Are we there? So let's read. So, since Christ in the flesh for us, has suffered in the flesh for us, arm yourselves, say that, arm yourselves with the same thought. It's a thought pattern. And purpose. That's purpose. Patiently to suffer. That means consistently. Rather than fail to please God. For whoever has suffered in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, which is humility, meekness and lowliness of heart, is done with intentional sin, has stopped pleasing himself and the world and pleases God. So we see here the importance of prayer. We'll see. He says that since Christ has suffered in the flesh, so arm yourself daily. That if you suffer in the flesh, you will stop from sinning intentionally. So you not go about like Paul. Say, the things I want to do, I can't do it. Things I don't want to do, that's why I find myself doing. I find that the law in my members, bring up law of sin and death. But see, on the other hand, if you don't have love as your goal, as we will see, as we go on, the advantages of walking in love, all the work done for that day will be equal to zero, or you will not get the full reward. Are you following me? Next verse, please. So, that he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life living by his human appetites. Sorry, put it back in amplified. Appetites. Are you following me? And what? Desires. But he lives for what God wills. Next verse. We just left. Next verse, please. For the time that is past already suffices for doing what the Gentiles like to do, living as you have done, in shameless, insolent wantonness, in lustful desires, drunkenness, reveling, drinking, bouts, and abominable, lawless adultery. Next verse says that they begin to wonder that how come you don't join them in doing those things. Those are things we used to do in those days. But what I want us to see here is this. God desires that we please him. And he does not want our labor to be in vain. I say this, the force of his navel is in the pastor will quote every day, is in his loins. So that force of intercession that fast of prayer, you must apply it in the right direction. That is the whole essence of your prayer life. It's not to go out fishing. Like Mama was sharing, it's not to keep malice. It's to honor all men. And she gave the example of a Shunammite woman. Shunammite woman was a rich woman. She must have been giving a lot to people. But when it came to the last thing to do, which was to walk in love, she didn't have a child. She must have been praying, gone to different medical doctors, used all kinds of medicine. But what saved that day was the last thing she put in place, which was the end of her prayer life, end of everything she would do. She was to walk in love. And he prepared a room for Elijah. She honored the man of God by walking in love. And I said, go and ask her, what does she want? Can you imagine Abraham, after waiting for 25 years, making a confession, walking in faith, the last stage for him to get the answer was hospitality. When God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, they came down, let's even test this guy. All the confessions we made for the past 25 years, let's see where we end. And when they got to him, they said, immediately saw him, said, he recognized you. Like Pastor Kumi said, you are better see you. He said, these are not ordinary men, this is what God the Father. So immediately said, please wait, sir. Please, just give us a few minutes. Immediately knew that story, spoke to Sarah. Sarah too, they hurried up, they got the food and everything. They needed it, then God started speaking. He said, okay. By this time next year, you're going to have a child. It was while Sarah was kneading and getting the dinner that she heard and laughed. And God said, don't worry, we named the boy Isaac, which means laughter. What are we saying? The end of the commandment is what? Charity. Out of a pure heart and of faith unfeigned. That means the problem is not the charity, because the love of God has been shared abroad in our hearts. But the problem is the impurities in the heart, as you see. But God wants, like you said, to please Him. Praise the Lord. So we've read that scripture, and it says that that person has stopped pleasing himself and the world. The world there speaks about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You need to deny yourself. You see, the focus of this message, we've been taught how to pray. We must keep on praying. Walking this black path, we shared so beautifully today. We cannot neglect prayer. But see, at the end of each day, you must be able to check yourself. Did I walk in love? Did I just pray for praying's sake? And I'm walking around the whole place in anger, despising those that are under me. Walk down that day will be zero. I walk down, not be zero, just saying. So I found out that living to please God, also you can categorize Christians under three areas. There are Christians that don't please God at all. Say Christians, I don't please God at all. There are Christians that please God, and there are Christians that go a step further and are well pleasing to God. Let's put some scriptures behind it. In book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15 in the King James. It says, therefore, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, am I correct? Where it talks about Christians that I don't think this, but I mixed my scriptures together. Where it says that they do not please God, that they kill Jesus Christ and His prophets. Somewhere in 2 Thessalonians chapter, maybe check one for, maybe it's one, I'm not sure. Talking about Christians that don't please God. Anyway, there are Christians, let me find a point on the board. It's in Thessalonians. See, there are Christians that don't please God at all. They live their entire life without pleasing God. But they are born again. Are you following me? Have you found it? Is that it? It says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by what the Lord Jesus, that as you have received us, how you ought to walk and to please God, so you will abound more and more. There's a scripture, it's that same. It says that they are Christians, says that they do not please God, and they do not please, they kill the prophets. Where is it? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Sorry. Say, who both killed, let's get it, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their what? Own prophets, and have done what? Persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men. Say, and they please not God. And are contrary to them. These are Christians, so to speak, that Paul was talking about. They don't please God in their conduct. I can see the characteristics that follow these people. They are the ones that killed the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you following me? And they also do what? They stone the prophets. When the word of the Lord comes to them, like Pastor Kumi was sharing, receive it with meekness. They stone the prophets. They despise them. It can also apply to, like he was saying, the word of God comes from your driver. Say, who are you? Then you sack the boy. Or because he spoke the truth. But that will not be our portion in Jesus. The second people are those that please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. It's very important every day that you check your love walk in your conduct. Don't just check your prayer life, the Bible you've read. It's important. But make sure you achieve the end for that day. What does it say? By faith, Enoch was what? Translated as he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. And for before his translation, he had what? This testimony that what? He did what? Please God. It was Enoch's pleasing God that made God take him. So you can see where we are going to. He said that before his translation, what made God translate Enoch? Or because he pleased him? That means those who were in Enoch's generation, they would belong to the first category. They did not please God. There's room for change. The Bible says that before he begat Methuselah, he was just doing his own thing, to more pleasing God. All of a sudden he came to himself. But Enoch walked with God. He started walking with God daily. In communion, in fellowship, he started pleasing God. And the end of the day, the Bible says that God took him. Incidentally, Enoch is the seventh from Adam. And he's the seventh generation from Christ, in which you are going to be caught up. So it's important for us to learn to please God. And at the last stage is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He not only pleased God, he was well pleasing unto God. In book of Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. It's not a long message. It's just by way of remembrance. Matthew chapter 3 verse 17. What does it say? And lo, a voice from heaven saying, let's together, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So as a Christian, you can live a life and not please God. You can live a life and please God like Enoch. But God wants us to move a step further, to be well pleasing unto God. Because you see, it is those that are well pleasing, I'm getting out of myself, and those that please God that are going to be caught up. Believe me. Have I got put in the Bible? And get out of myself. It is those that please God and are well pleased to God that will have the bold anointing and the full measure of the anointing. I explain as time goes on. I put here in my notes, say God's ultimate desire is to have sons and daughters that are well pleasing unto him. Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. What does it say? That you might walk worthy. Yes, you get that. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all. Let's take that. All prison. How? Being what? Fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. How you go to prison to God? By being fruitful in every good work. I say, by their fruits you shall know them. Not by their prayer life. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. This is a learn of me prayer. I said, he was heard in that he fed, not because he prayed. Prayer is not the end. It is very important, but it is not the end. You must check out yourself at the end of every day. Whether you have moved this pulpit, applying the force in the negative direction, like Babylon, take all that power to go and fish, covetousness, or if you have moved in the right direction, or if you've just been pressing this thing down, when I said your love work for today is to walk love between you and your wife and your children, and you failed that day. Disobedience. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says, book of Isaiah chapter 30, 53, 11. It says that he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He's looking for men and women, boys and girls, who have learned to daily please him in their conduct. Very, very important. So what is the problem that we have, that we all have, that's universal to every man, that hinders us from pleasing God? The sin nature. Let's look at it. The sin nature. Sin is first in nature before it becomes an act. See, this is why prayer becomes very important. You see, there is no way you can please God as you ought to if you don't pray with the right attitude. Are you following me? It's very important. You see, it is possible for you to pray. If you pray with the wrong attitude, you're not going to please him that day. I give an example that just comes to my heart before I move on. The Good Samaritan. There was one guy that was attacked in the Bible. Just Christ was telling the story, parable, by armed robbers on the way to Jericho. It's bad. I don't want to go into the prophetic sickness of that. It's bad. The Bible says he went down. We see people every day in our midst, in our circumstances, they make mistakes. But you see, God has said to him, Pastor has said, if any man sees brass in his hand, let him ask for life. Are you following me? So there was this priest that came. Bible says we are kings and priests in Christ Jesus. When he saw that person, instead of helping, he just held his love prayer confession. Jesus said, my Lord, have mercy on me. He went this way. The Levite came also, holding his love prayer, that small book. Are you following me? He took the other side. And God did not stop them. They forgot at the end of that, Jesus said, have life. Lord, have mercy on me. Is to walk in love. So a Samaritan came. If you read that story, the Bible said he was moved with compassion. How come God will find a Samaritan who is not in covenant with God, the hybrid Jews, and God will move on him so that he could do what this priest and Levi should have done? Have I Paul said something? He said, if the uncircumcision keep the law, said their uncircumcision, hasn't it made your own circumcision of no use? So when you see, I'm not saying that we should be going around doing matter. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that we need to have a focus every day when we pray. To have a standard to check whether we are actually moving in God's direction or not. Or simply people we are pleasing him. So I don't even know what a Samaritan did. And God said to that Jew, he said, who is the neighbor in that situation? He said, go and do likewise. So God tells us today, let's go and do likewise. Praise the Lord. So what is the problem? The sin nature. That's in the soul and the flesh. Romans chapter 8 verse 7. That is the problem. You see, that problem, everybody has it. Before we got born again, we have a sin nature in our spirit, soul and body. When you get born again, like Pastor was saying earlier on, God removes that sin totally from your spirit. But see, have I received that sin nature in your soul and in your body? Let's get that. Because the carnal mind is in enmity against what? God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Next verse. So then, let's look at. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I didn't write the Bible. Say, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So I don't care what you are sitting down and you are quiet. If you are in the flesh at that point in time, meaning that the sin nature is dominating your thoughts, even though you are not doing anything, you are not pleasing God. So it's not the physical aspect. Even though that one is, it must translate to it. But I say, show me your works and I'll show you my own faith by my works. Are you following me? So it's a day that in the flesh cannot please God. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 8. Put in the Amplified. Romans 8, verse 8. Just listen. It says that, so then, those who are living the life of the flesh, catering, you know what you do for catering, or kind of cater, you know, catering to the appetites and the impulses of their carnal nature, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to him. You can sit down there and from the beginning of service to the end, you are envying the person that is wearing the dress you don't have. And as far as you are concerned, you say, so meek and lowly. No! No! You are not pleasing God! Because you are catering. You know, you are a caterer like Sister Bernard. You go and cater, you know, when you cook, you, the Bible says, make no provision for the flesh. You are just feeding that kind of nature while you are sitting there. And that thing is just growing like a monster in your mind. I don't know why I've been praying for the past 4 weeks. I don't know why God has not given me this thing. And look at this person. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So that is why Paul was crying. He said in Romans, I don't have time to turn back. I put it on the board. In Romans chapter 7, 15 downwards. He said, a whole apostle. The things I want to do, I can't do it. The things that I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. It's as if there's a law, something in me that is warring against my flesh, bring me to captivity to law of sin. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. He was not writing scripture. He was writing his experience. He wasn't just writing for you and I. He was talking about, he said, oh, wretched man that I, Paul, am. Thou shalt deliver me from this body of sin, of death. That means the problem is the sin nature in the soul and the flesh. And he says something later on, I don't have time to say that. He said, I thank my God for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin. And in another place, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, he says that I keep my body under. Me only So I keep my body under. I bring it into subjection. The eye he was talking about there was the spirit man. It wasn't the eye of the flesh. So I, the man on the inside, listen, you are in control. I keep my body under. I bring it into subjection. So that after I preach to others, I myself will not be a castaway. Or that may be pleasing to God. Praise the Lord. So why is this message very important to us? Praise the Lord. I have some points here. It's a very short message. Let us refocus on the end of our faith. And we'll see why it's very important from what Mama shared. Especially about receiving answers to prayers. Number one, it guarantees answers to prayers. Let's say that. It guarantees answers to prayers. So you see, when you pray, if you don't walk in love, I gave example Shunah to my woman and Abraham that mommy gave, and you don't fulfill that end, the answer will just go phew. Almost it will have happened to Abraham. When they came and they visited him, and as there was no hospitality, God looking for fruit. He's this one that cannot give us food. He will not give his children food before they go to school. You are laughing. This one that cannot even say welcome, sit down. You just give birth to that child and he will not do anything. The child will just be sleeping. Let's check him out. They didn't ask for food though, but Abraham picked it. God is hungry, looking for food. I said, look at that fig tree, and he cast it because there was no fruit on it. But Abraham passes there. We also will pass our test in Jesus' name. So the end is not just praying, it's to make sure we walk in love. Let's put the scripture behind it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Put it in Amplified. Very, very important for us to understand. Very, very important. And we receive. Let's say together. And we receive. Don't we want to receive? God is telling us how to receive. And we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we watchfully obey His orders, observe His suggestions and injunctions, follow His plan for us, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. It now becomes, pleasing God now becomes a lifestyle. He said we follow His purpose for our life. What is that purpose? He says that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to His purpose. It is our same love. So I do those that are habitually pleasing. That's how you receive. Oh. Say that's how we receive. So whatever you've been believing God for, and you've been praying and fasting and doing everything, begin to look at these areas of the end every day in your relationships. Cultivate relationships with oversight. I said, them that fear the Lord. In the book of Psalm 15. Those that are working under you, your peers at work, make sure you are walking in love. And the only way you can do it, that's why prayer is important, but it's not the end, I keep saying it. The only way you can overcome and do that is to bring that sin nature down. Or else it will disappoint you. That is the day that your house will go and burn the stew. And that's the last meal for the day. I want to tell them that your sin nature will not rise. When the next day is Tuesday, when you are fasting and praying, won't you get angry? If you don't bring that flesh under, you are going to send her away, you are going to call her, and you are going to tell her, look, what you need for the next 1 week only. We've all done it at one level or the other. Why? Because we did not learn to put that flesh under. Praise the Lord. So, also the example of Nehemiah, mommy mentioned in that book. Nehemiah was such a nice man. He was a noble man, honorable man. He had a problem. He must have been praying to his God. But see, the key, the answer came from the maid. Like mommy said, God had put the answer right inside the mouth of that maid, who was a slave, who was not even supposed to talk. Like you're about to say, one year low one sorrow. Tarik alone, lie idea. What kind of idea do you have? If you have such an idea, why don't you go and build your own house? Like you are not serious. You are making mockery of me, Abby. Okay, go and put him in the dungeon. But he was so meek and he was so meek and lowly that he listened. So that's how we get answers to prayer. Very important. The second point of it guarantees living long to fulfill our destiny. It guarantees living long to fulfill our destiny. If you are not pleasing God, It is very, it's not a curse. You may not fulfill your destiny. At least that person will not die and go to heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. That was his test of the wilderness. God wanted them to see how they're going to please him. It says, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were what? Overthrown in the wilderness. We will not be overthrown in the wilderness of life. Oh. You know what they did now? What we're talking about? How some of them they committed fornication. They murmured against Moses and Aaron. They did not keep that flesh under. But see, it's not so much as even. But notice, what about the young ones? The young ones were not praying, but they entered. Mercy will cover. Mercy will cover. By reason of time, covering and everything is supposed to enable you to learn also. Shall become a covering for those that are young. Like Jesus Christ, at the age of 1 to whatever, he was not praying. He could not pray at 1. Could he pray at 2? He was just learning. So something was covering him. But by reason of time, at the age of 12, he started learning to please God. He said, I must go about my father's business. He took responsibility. So when it came to the time that he was to follow them back home, and they grabbed him and said, son, we're going back. Yes, ma'am. We'll see later. That's how he inherited the spirit that measure. He didn't do any miracle before he inherited it, though. What God said at Jordan was that, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. What was he doing? Obeying his parents in the carpenter shop. That's what he did. He was pleasing God. We'll see later as when I begin to round up. I'll show you a scripture proof I just said. So the third point is that, just mentioning now, is that it is the pathway to inherit the spirit without measure. Let's get it. It is the pathway to inherit the spirit without measure. I mentioned it, giving the example of Lord Jesus Christ. For all those 30 years that he was praying, in the days of his flesh, your father prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and he was heard and that he feared, not because he prayed. Even though you have to pray to walk in the fear of the Lord. Or else if you don't do that, you are doing rugurugu to the answer like we do in those days. You get the answer. It won't work. It won't work. Because the Bible says God is not unrighteous to reward your work and your labor of love. So there's a work that must be involved and labor to produce love. So if you walk in love, so to speak, without applying prayer and all that, you have done rugurugu to the answer for that day. So, you know, you can get a natural blessing. But you see, it's the person that released that power that's going to get a reward. Believe me. Like the Bible says, in the end time, the plowman shall overtake the reaper. There's going to be an overtaking. It's already taking place. You have churches that they don't pray. They don't do all these things. Yes, you have their congregations. They are so big. You know why? Understand this. The amount of prayer that goes out of this place every day, this hall cannot contain everybody. So God has to, based on their hearts, push this one here. Yeah, you go here. Oh yeah, you go here. Yeah, you go to expressway. Why you go to this? If this church can't contain everybody, is it possible? So the guy that is somewhere around whatever is rejoicing, have a congregation of 5,000 people. And we are going every day. You're not growing. You're not praying. You're not growing. It is the person that released the power that gets the reward. The reward, they are not talking about physical reward. They can get a physical reward because people give them offering. But the person that gets the reward is the person that begins to increase in capacity. The man of God that travels and bats them. Are you following me? And then what God does is selection. He said, the kingdom of God is like a net that they threw in the sea. And it brings forth all manner of fish, both good and bad. So God will look at the ones that they have honest hearts among the fish. Oh yeah, go to scripture, pastor. Okay, you. What do I put for shaking here? Lost the expressway. God forgive me. Just cracking a joke so we can be alive. Some of us are sleeping. Praise the Lord. So you see that scripture, Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. It says that God, he said, Jesus Christ, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And the reason why God did that, I said, I have not done any miracle. Why was it Jesus Christ pleasing God? Those silent years of Nazareth. and we see snippets here and there. The first time at the age of 12. And the final time at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Just obeying the parents. Just praying to obey. He wasn't casting out. There was people are dying while he was 12. Dying till he was 18, 19, 20. He didn't raise any dead. God did not give him the spirit without measure because he cast out devils or raised the dead. God gave him because he was well pleased. He said, this is my beloved son. Let it be very clear in your mind so you can have a focus. So you're not praying. There's nothing wrong in casting out devils. There's nothing wrong in speaking in tongues. In fact, like Pastor told us, the essence for praying in tongues is to keep yourself in the love of God. But the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So that same Holy Ghost wants to take that love and be shed abroad. It's a deposit. You must spend it daily. Praise the Lord. Point number four. It is those that are well pleased unto him that shall be caught up like Enoch and Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned, let's just look at the scripture with my Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. Hebrews 11, 5. We mentioned, let's all read again. Say, let's say, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him for before his translation. It must happen before the rapture. He had this testimony that he pleased God. I was talking to mommy this morning. He mentioned a scripture that somebody shared with his heart. Mom says, if a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh evil. The Bible, the Bible says evil is enemies to be at peace with him. He did not say, like one was telling me, he did not say the man's way prayers please the Lord, he maketh his enemies. Now, what are the ways? The way of love. If your way of love pleases God daily, even your enemies, the carnal mind, the people you see in the bank, they have been sent to go and assassinate you. You just walk through them. Why? Because your ways are pleasing to God. Now begin to understand, many of us, we have problems. Someone like me is, you know, God will have mercy. The Bible says that you that you are married, he said, dwell with your wife according to knowledge. Because of the weaker vessel, lest your prayers be hindered. Some of us forget until we start praying, and we can't pray one face in the morning. Then I wonder, God, what is the matter? What have I done? You're not pleasing me. Why, God? Because you're not dwelling with your wife according to knowledge. So that prayer can work. So before you start praying, go back, humble yourself, apologize to her, tell her you are sorry. Then before you cannot come, you find by the time you do that, like mama was saying, say, why we are here praying? He will answer. Why? Because of a right attitude. That Bible says, faith worketh by love. So stop that praying. Leave that gift before the altar. Go and follow, go and settle with your brother. They cannot come and pray till your kingdom come. Praise the Lord. So Acts chapter 1, verse 9. So I begin to round up. I mentioned Enoch. Said he was pleasing to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he has spoken these things, why they were beheld, he was what? Taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. So you see those two that have been taken. Enoch was pleasing. The Lord Jesus Christ was well pleasing. Others that were not well pleasing, they were left behind. You had better learn to please God's daily. I'm not doing shakarao. We are going to see very soon where God says something about the spirit without measure. You can understand. So how do we please God? I put it in summary. Pastor has taught us, you know, over the years. Is suffering self-denial. If you link it back to 1 Peter chapter 4, I read. Suffering self-denial in prayer, fasting, spending time in the Word in order to generate, say generate, and to release sufficient power to please God or to walk in love. Like Pastor Kone was teaching so beautifully this morning. I can't do better than that. It takes spiritual power to walk in love. Because love is a spiritual force. The sin nature is not just an act. It's first in nature. If you don't subdue it, you can't please God. As I said, the carnal mind is in enmity with God. It can never please God. Paul from Ephesus, it can never. Say, they that live in the flesh can never forget it. Don't even bother yourself. Just forget it. You may be quiet and looking humble. If you are in the flesh, you're not pleasing God. Can you imagine the state of a church today having a form of godliness, denying the power? That means to take power to be godly or to walk in love. Praise the Lord. That is why the Bible says that in Jude 20, 21. Pastor Kunle quoted it this morning. Jude 20. Jude is just one chapter. Verse 20. Let's say, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying we are in the Holy Ghost. Now, what is the purpose of your praying in the Holy Ghost? Notice again, Bible says love edifies. I'm just trying to link scriptures because Bible says love edifies. So when you're building up yourself, you are edifying yourself in love. It says pray in the Holy Ghost. Next verse. This is the essence of praying in the Holy Ghost. To what? Keep, say keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That prayer, the binding, the confession, the travail, is to keep yourself in that love of God. To make sure that nothing takes you out of the love of God, the secrets of the Most High. That is the essence of a prayer. Not that you pray in the morning, then you come out, then your children are late to go to school. Say, don't you, I'm praying. I must finish my faces. Or you come for all night, then you're going to, we prayed, man. 5 hours. Stretch. I didn't sleep. Look at that brother. He slept. Brother, that is not the issue. Hold on, you can't miss the boat. Are you following me? It's not the, it's good to pray. It's good to stay awake. But you see, if you come with that attitude, because you did not sleep, people can come to pray and take coffee, I will not sleep. And they will go home and still misbehave. Somebody can come to church and pray one face and walk in love. Like that Samaritan that we're talking about. The mercy of God will come and cover. So we're not negating prayer. We're saying that make sure that every day, you please God by achieving that end. Hebrews chapter 5. Let me just quote the verse. Talking about Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned it. He says, who in the days of his flesh? So we must follow. We can't say we're not going to pray. So don't go away saying, pastor said it's no more important to pray. Just walk in love. You're not walking in love, you don't pray. People don't hear what I did not say. People think, can a man will hear what you did not say? They just say, they said it's not important to pray as long as you walk in love. The Bible says that if I give my body to be burned and I have not love, it profited me nothing. So don't go away and hear what I did not say. Because we recognize that the Prince of Power is still in the air. Are you following me? So it says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers, supplications, strong crying, and tears unto him that was sitting there, and he was heard in that he prayed. I thought he prayed. So God showed us the answer. The whole essence of his prayer was to please God. That's why God heard him. Say, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. I shall find rest unto your souls. Say, come unto me, all you that labor in prayer and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart. I shall find. There's no way you're going to be meek and lowly in heart. They're not going to pray. The Spirit of God will stir you up to pray. Are you following me? So that's the point I want us to forget, which I got for one more share with us. And now, that's how we pray, just in a nutshell. Suffering, self-denial, prayer and all that. Not direct our power to walk in love. Not to take this pulpit in the wrong direction, or by applying wrong effort on the same spot, and not move it in this direction, or else work done will be equal to zero. Praise the Lord. So let's look at Jesus Christ, our Lord, as an example. I've mentioned the amount to put it by scripture, and I will stand up and will pray. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. What does it say? Put at the back of your mind that it was well pleasing to God, and he had not done any miracle. What's it? Children, obey your parents in what? All things. Say all things. For this is what? Well pleasing unto the Lord. That's what the master did. From 12 to 30. That's what he did. And that's how God is prayed without measure. Obey your parents. Another version says, in the Lord. He said, it is well pleasing unto God. So when they took him that day and submitted, God said, and he grew in wisdom and in stature, having favor with God and with all men. He did not say, look at this woman. He doesn't even know how to pray. And you're telling him I shouldn't go about my father's business. That will be the end. Up to the time at the feast, which we are right now, the man said, whatever I tell you to do, do it. He just obeyed. his parents. Are you following me? So it's very, very important. So I put it here. I said that before start, I think I've missed the point, which is very important. Let me to back up a bit. There's a point I put here. I said, let me go back a step, please. Forgive me. I said, the point, I said, okay, it guarantees living long. I mentioned that. It also guarantees our obtaining the bold anointing. I mentioned it in the past. Let me just explain. And also, obtaining the fullness of our inheritance. Now, what is the difference between pleasing God and well pleasing God? We see from those two examples. Enoch was not born again. So how did he please God? He put his flesh under. The Lord Jesus Christ had no sin nature, so he was well pleasing. Can we connect? That is why those are the two people that are going on. And those are the two people that are going to get the bold anointing. And those that are well pleasing of God, I don't have a sin nature in their soul and faith, that cleansed out the sin nature, that will hear the fullness. I think it's clear. Those that are not pleasing to him, they can't get it too. I'll give an example. You look like I don't know what I'm saying before I close. In the book of Exodus, help me, where did I put this thing? Exodus, we're talking about the anointing oil. Exodus. Exodus chapter 30, verse 30. Where they are compounding the anointing, God spoke to Moses and said something to him. And thou shall anoint Aaron and his sons. I and the children that God has given me are for signs and wonders. Now they're going to anoint them. Is that anointing that will consecrate them? What was on Aaron was more than what was on his sons. Aaron had the full anointing. Psalm 133. Upon the head flowed down to the garments. It says, and consecrate them that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Next verse. And thou shalt speak on the children of Israel, saying, this word, let's say, this shall be an what? Holy anointing all unto me throughout your generations to the end of time. Next verse. Upon man's flesh, says God, upon man's flesh, shall it not be poured, nor shall he make any like it. They that live in the flesh cannot please God. So if you are living in the flesh, doesn't mean the person will die and not go to heaven, but you can't get the bold anointing. God said you must not put on flesh. A carnal Christian that does not know his left from his right. I'm not talking about a new babe that is just going. This one's under covering. He's doing his best. That's why the pastor will say, he a brutal every month. Sorry for speaking Yoruba. That's 15 minutes. You can't use that love prayer before you go out. Things can't be that bad. I can't. The pastor will say one day, say, just take three. Why is he doing that? So you can become your own son. Or else, if you don't practice that love walk every day, God has said, don't put it on man's flesh. It is for those that are pleasing God, that have learned to subdue the flesh, they will get a bold anointing. Give them time to keep on cleansing, using this promise to cleanse out the sinnature from soul and body. So when the sinners are removed from soul and body, they come to that state of Lord Jesus Christ, that we're pleasing unto him, then they inherit the fullness. So what are we saying? In closing, I put a scripture here, Romans 8, verse 12. Let's just look at it. It explains it further. We're going to pray now. Romans 8, verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, let's say together, don't let's be too sober. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. What did Jacob say? Not to the flesh. But what? To live after. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Not to the flesh. Live after the flesh. That means we are debtor to live after the spirit. No, that's what it says. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. It didn't say you are not a debtor. You are a debtor. But the debt you owe is not to live after the flesh. It's the debt to pay your love work every day. Did you get what I'm saying? So don't just sleep there. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Say we are debtors. Not to the flesh. To live after the flesh. Next verse. It's so clear. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Period. We will not die, but we will live. We declare the glory of the Lord in the land of living. if you live after the flesh, you will die. It's not to make us afraid, though. We will not die in Jesus' name. But when you read the scriptures, it should motivate you to a life of walking in love. That's what it means. It says you will die. Paul was writing. I didn't write the Bible. Maybe it was me. God, I got an alarm. I would have written this. I'm so afraid. I can't believe that we die if we don't walk in the Spirit. But if you through the Spirit do modify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So that's what I want to see. Let's see that aspect. That one is comforting. But if you what? Through the Spirit modify, kill, deaden the body, you shall live. That's what we are going to do. So I will live. I will not die. I will live to declare the glory of the Lord in that of living by crucifying my flesh. That's the condition. It won't just happen, no? So I said it. It is those that are pleasing God. We please Him when we dominate that sin nature, with the blood, the word, and the spirit to subdue that flesh so it doesn't manifest, with the end purpose of walking in love. That's why we pray. And then as you do that, under covering, you begin to flush out that sin nature. Bible says, having therefore this promise, let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all, not some, filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So in summary, like I've said, God's desire is for us not just to please Him, but we were pleasing unto Him. And especially at this time, so we can first of all inherit the borrowed anointing which is upon Aaron's head. And as now flush out the sin totally from the human body, we can now inherit the fullness of a Spirit without measure. So let us move out, if we are there, from not pleasing Him at all to pleasing Him, then ultimately we're pleasing Him. Let's pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here we are waiting,
abide in us, we pray.
Let's stand to our feet. Let's talk to the Lord.
Here we are longing for you.
Faith says, Father, we confess our sins, and so we're clean with the blood from all unrighteousness, blocking our right standing with God. So in Jesus' name, we have life. Lord, please have mercy on us as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me of the importance of living daily to please you by building up good relationships with men, honoring and respecting all men, and also most importantly making my daily goal to please you by walking in love, so that my labor in prayer will not be in vain. I come to ask for mercy afresh. I come to seek grace afresh to enable me to always keep this goal before me in all I do, that I might receive the end of my faith, the salvation of my soul,
In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray in tongues. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you. Lord, just thank you so much. Holy Spirit, thank you. Father, thank you for covering. We give all the praise and glory unto you. In Jesus' name.
Let's pray for our healing and health. Let's put our hand on our hearts and lift up our hands unto the Lord in the air as a sign of dependence on the Lord, humility. Pray and say, Father, we confess our sins, and so we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness, blocking our right standing with God. So we now receive the life of God maximally. As we pray, pray and say, in Jesus' name, we have life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father, under the covering of our fathers and in unity and one accord, we come to pray for our healing and health. Thank you for your word that you've sent that has delivered us from our destruction. Thank you because Himself, the Word, took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses, so that by His stripes we were healed, we are healed. Therefore, according to your word, we come to declare that we are healed. So we send this word of healing into our lives, into our bodies, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, to flush out sickness, disease, and infirmity. Thank you, because the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us gives life to every part of our mortal body, working with the word to produce healing and health. So we say that every part of our body is healed in Jesus' name. Every cell functions error-free. The DNA in every cell functions error-free. Our immune system functions effectively. We live in divine healing and divine health by divine life in Jesus' name. We keep the laws of natural medicine and hygiene. We keep the law of exercise, of rest, and we keep the law of diet, so we fulfill the number of our days in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray in the spirit now. Rapakaka shekelebeberia. Baka somde belelevesa. Rapaka kongaria. Rambe bebeka. Rapaka tomai. Mendo bai. Minda minda mindo do 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 do. Onde bedika kakakaya. Wabakatato beka kaka. Repakataka. Odemado. Redebe tuata. Beka toai. Arena maya namaya. Arena manika namaya namaya. Rabakaka levabaria. Barikaka levabaria. Rabakata basa sasa. Radeya. Rambayo. Rade. Rabayada, Radabasa, Seranabaya, Radalea, Carobia, Radalebea, Radalebe, Saranobopea, Rapakaka, Shalalebesa, Radie, Belalebea, Namai, Radalebo, Belalebesata, Rapaka, Shekako Bakata, Rekamato Baga, Shekalebebeliobano, Radalebe to Amanica, Radalebe Nicoco de Mariana. In Jesus' name, amen. You will live, you will not die. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's share our blessing. We say, in Jesus' name, we have life under the covenant of our fathers. We declare everybody, we say, the Lord bless and keep us. The Lord make His face to shine upon us. The Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon us. May the Lord our God give us peace. Lord, grant us to be head and not tail. Head and not tail. Above only and not beneath. Enable us to possess the gates of our enemies, even the gates of death. So we say, you will live and you will not die. You will declare the glory of God in the land of living with long life. With long life, God satisfies you and shows you the fullness of his salvation, even the perfection and the fullness of Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Lord puts upon us the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Let's share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell them you are well pleasing to God.